All right, so this is a suggestion via Discord. The name of the video is Private Equity's Ruthless Takeover of the Last Affordable Housing in America. Yeah. All right. So obviously we're walking into a BlackRock piece, yeah?
I worked my whole life and this is what it comes down to? Some greedy person wanting his big chunk out of what little bit I had?
How much longer can you afford to live in your home?
1 month.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Hope that I don't wake up tomorrow. That's crossed my mind.
Well, that's not a great option.
All right, one of the most important forms of affordable housing is under threat. They're called manufactured housing communities. Okay. You might know them as mobile home parks or trailer parks, and they often get a bad rap. But 22 million Americans call them home for a reason.
We're pretty much the last oasis of affordable housing in this country.
These parks are at the foundation of America's housing market, often the last line of defense against homelessness. But over the last decade, these communities have become the target of a new kind of landlord. Private equity.
All right, so really quickly.
Private equity firms.
All right, guys, I want to go ahead and point out something really quickly. So I dabble in the real estate market. I can definitely tell you that I'm starting to realize that there is a lot of like seller financed manufactured home parks or trailer park home parks out there on the market right now. There are a lot of them. Like if you have the money to be able to afford, you know, whatever down payment or entry fee it is into that contract, the deal, you definitely can do this. You can buy the entirety of it. And then what they do is they start raising like the monthly rent to have the structures on the ground, guys. They do not offer anything really to benefit the people that are actually living there, right? And it's absolutely predatory. I'm telling you. And when I say the entry fee is probably like maybe $200,000 or so. So you give them $200,000, they give you basically all of those lots to rent to the people there. What they do then eventually is they double the rent. Like every year, 20% until you basically remove the people that are there in affordable housing from the property. You sell it. You basically make like a parking lot or something similar to that. Like that's what they're doing with these lands here, guys. It's sad.
Are increasingly getting involved.
Some of the biggest investors in America have moved into this industry.
People living in a local mobile home park outraged over the sharp increase in lot rent.
Rents were raised by nearly 60%.
Their rent could increase by thousands of dollars a year.
A group of mobile home residents are protesting their living conditions.
It's like you genetically bred a superior predator and let him loose in a target-rich environment. This is actually a good day.
Just like
day.
This. what is that?
Sometimes it's like mud.
This corporation is putting profits ahead of the safety and welfare of our local citizens. And this we will not allow.
So why have manufactured homes become private equity's latest target? And what can be done to save one of the last forms of affordable housing in the country?
I've lived in manufactured homes for 50 years, maybe more.
Madeline Beckett lives in a park outside of Lansing, Michigan.
This park was run the way a good park should be run. By the same couple for years and years and years.
I'm sure.
They were a little stern, or she was a little stern. She was a lot stern, but nobody pulled any punches with her.
Like most people in manufactured housing, Madeline owns her home, but pays monthly rent to the park owner for the land it sits on.
When I retired, I looked at my money.
I'm gonna go ahead and grab some numbers so I can give you exactly, generally what they're doing.
Me and my situation, I'm like, okay, great. I knew what the rent.
And I'm going to do this for you guys because I am, again, I do dabble in real estate, right? So I'm like a part of like some secret groups.
It was a third of my income. I don't live high on the hog. You know, I'm not going to Paris anytime soon. And then the conglomerate came in and offered apparently the owner money that he couldn't resist.
Right. That's what happens.
I looked it up and I went, oh dear, I think we are in trouble.
3 years ago, a private equity firm bought Madeline's community and later sold to another firm.
Yep.
Since then, her monthly rent plus fees have jumped 50%.
Instead of what I thought the rent was going to be, it's $200 more. I have nowhere to go. Just the other day, my daughter went with me to the food bank, and I hadn't done that before. I haven't been poor. I worked for 45 years. There is no American dream anymore. All it is survival.
During the pandemic, institutional investors started to buy more manufactured housing than ever before. Between 2020 and 2021, they made nearly a quarter of all manufactured home purchases in the U.S. Today, 12 private equity firms own at least 1,200 parks nationwide, according to the Private Equity Stakeholder Project. In Michigan, private equity owns one in every 10 parks.
There is an overall trend in our economy to identify who has the fewest choices and then squeeze them.
Yep. Paul Terranova organizes manufactured housing residents in Michigan.
While folks often call them mobile homes, they're not really particularly mobile.
Not at all. And that's the problem. So like, think about this here, guys. A lot of people, they have those lots. They go in there, they rent the lot, then they build their manufactured home onto their lot. They really can't move that house, okay? So once it's built there and they can no longer afford the rent, they have to basically throw away the house. And then what happens is you force them all out of the property that they've built, and then you move people in for rent into those properties. That's basically the game. So basically, guys, here I found one here. This is in Granbury, Texas. There's one. They're asking $579,000 for one of these lots here. And they're saying, if you have $27,000, we'll go ahead and give you that property right now. And you can own all 13 lots here. Okay, and that is the game. So when he says 1 in 10 are private equity, trust me when I say, I'm going to go ahead and say 5 or 6 out of those 10, okay, are done like this, right? Like hand-to-hand being sold. That's how this is being done. Like, I know the game because I see people talking about it all day long in the secret real estate internal groups, guys. I'm telling you, that's what they do. It's absolutely ridiculous, right? And I generally comment on it being like, what about the human cost? I mean, I get it, you're making money, you know, but what about the human cost specifically in this instance? Like, you're not going out and clearing, basically buying a large plot of land, clearing it, and then making your own. No, you're buying someone's that already exists with their manufactured home on the property. You know they don't have the $10,000 in cash or whatever it is to move it to another piece of land. You know that, right? So you're making them basically give up their house. You're making them give it up, so you will then rent it to someone else because it's on your land. You own it, basically, is how that goes in the mind of a lot of the people who do mobile home and manufactured home parks, owning and buying. Yeah, that's what they do, bro. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Investors, private equity firms, hedge funds kind of figured out that folks living in manufactured housing communities are trapped. They can't move.
It costs $10,000 to $20,000 to move one of these homes. And most people who live in them can't afford that.
If you think about the fact that the average manufactured housing resident lives on about $35,000 a year, that's generally out of people's range.
Right. Because they can't move, they're uniquely vulnerable to predatory landlords who can charge the highest rent residents can bear.
There's a guy named Frank Rolfe who runs something called Manufactured Housing University.
Okay, we're now at her second park. We're getting out again. So here we are.
He was quoted saying something along the lines of, owning a mobile home park is like owning a Waffle House and having your customers chained to the booth.
The big thing is they can really talk.
Yeah, that's basically the attitude that I can pretty much see in front of my face, like right now in the comments of that, the park for sale.
Tolerate rent increases really well. And it pretty much works throughout America because there's so much need for affordable housing right now.
That business model, a reliable stream of payments from captive tenants, is a big reason why these parks are so lucrative, providing investors with one of the highest annual returns of any asset in real estate. Higher than offices, commercial, industrial, you name it.
Hey, trailer park.
This is a financial
It's
play,
disgusting, you know? Bro. It's
they
disgusting.
Don't care about us. They'd just as soon evict us, take our homes, and then rent them out to somebody else for $200 more.
Bro, That's exactly what they're doing. Like, you're like reading the mind here. I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're doing. There's no doubt here. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get you out of that house that you paid for, right? That you financed and paid for over time. You paid it off, right? But they want you out of that so they can keep it and rent it. That's the reality here.
Theo Gantos lives in a park near Flint, Michigan. 3 years ago, it was taken over by Homes of America, an affiliate of the hedge fund Alden Global Capital.
Okay.
Alden Global is best known for buying newspapers across the country and stripping their assets.
Yeah, we had a pool, you know, before the Homes of America. We still pay the same amount as right. though we had a pool and as though we had a community center, but we have no community center either.
Yeah, since 2021, Homes of America has gone on a buying spree, spending nearly $300 million to acquire 138 parks across 17 states. They've raised rents and aggressively evicted residents. After years of neglect, only about 15% of the lots in Theo's park are still occupied.
And who is Homes of America?
Homes of America is just a shell within a shell within a shell. Homes of America is Randy Smith.
Randall Smith is the founder and chief investment officer of Alden Global. He lives in Palm Beach, Florida. As of 2017, he owns 17 mansions. He has since sold 14 of them for a reported profit of $57 million.
Of course, that's what you do, right? You stack up in an area, and then you wait for the bubble to kind of reach its max, and then you let them off.
Yeah, this is the plunder of private equity. This is what they do.
Destroy, destroy, destroy.
Okay, everybody ready? Everybody rolling? Hi, good afternoon.
In August, the county prosecutor brought charges against Homes of America's local LLC for operating the park without a license. It's the first time that the owner of a manufactured housing park in Michigan has ever faced that criminal charge.
A key element in the North Morris Estate's inability to obtain a license is its seeming refusal to fix the park's water problem.
Well, when the water comes out like this, it kind of ruins your whole day.
Yeah, that's
hopefully
nasty, bro.
We'll get the attention of the out-of-state corporation that owns this park and force its officers and directors to do the right thing for the residents of this community. It's clear to me this corporation is putting profits before people.
Honestly, the warrant should be to Randall Smith, sounds CEO like of all this.
But how about this here? It doesn't even just sound like it. Like, I can tell you this factually. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what it is. Unfortunately, it's big business. Big, big, gigantic business that people are not going to stop because people are literally building their portfolio with these type of properties.
But he's hidden himself behind multiple shell layers. So getting to him is hard.
Oh, no, my camera.
These big companies buying up these communities now need some oversight because right now they're free to abuse residents in pretty much every way they want.
Hollyhook lives 30 minutes away in another park, owned by private equity firm Haven Park Communities. That's the same company that bought Madeline's Park, and it owns 63 other parks across the country. In the last 6 years, Haven Park has doubled Holly's housing costs. To avoid homelessness, she's had to take on two roommates.
Of course they did.
What power do you have right now in the existing legal structure to do anything about the rising rent or any of the fees?
There's absolutely no recourse right now. About a year after this started, it's like something just broke in me and I started talking to some neighbors saying we've got to gather and do something about this.
Residents were up in arms and they started going to their local township council meetings and their city council meetings, and a few of them were able to make contact with a couple of state representatives, a Democrat named Senator John Cherry.
Okay.
A lot of people from the district went up to him and told him about what Haven Park was doing, and that's what got him interested in drafting the bill package.
What the legislation tries to do in the broadest sense is to weed out the bad actors in the industry. What we're trying to do is make sure that folks don't get exploited. That's what this is about.
State Senator John Cherry is a sponsor of legislation that would protect residents from the worst abuses of predatory landlords. The bills were drafted in 2021 by a coalition of residents and advocates in direct negotiation with the landlord industry group,
It was a very collaborative process that actually included the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association.
The legislation would require landlords to justify any rent increase above the rate of inflation in front of the state commission. It would also limit the fees that landlords can charge, make utility charges transparent, require notification when a park is sold, and force landlords to pay fair market value for a home if a resident is evicted.
These are really modest protections, so it's not...
Those aren't modest.
Wait a second. For a home?
All right, so obviously limit fees, that's actually fair, right? So like, guys, I am a landlord. Right. I can look at this situation, you know, I'm looking at it a little differently, right? I mean, I control 10 doors basically, because, and the problem here is, limiting the fees, that is absolutely fair. If there are utilities included in the actual monthly fee, you know, then obviously that should be the number one thing. Then that means that that your monthly rent will have to change back and forth. Right. And that's pretty much terrible on a contract. Okay, so that's going to be an interesting thing. Sale notice, I would probably call that more of a courtesy than anything else, because that really, you know, that's just a courtesy. Fair value for the house itself. Yes and no. Okay, now, so like, so for example, I own all of this land you built on my land. I'm renting you this land, okay? The main dilemma here is that I would say what is fair is giving people, at the very least, like a regular, common, typical eviction. Okay, I'm going to give you 30 days to basically remove everything off of the lot itself, and if you can't, then it's basically littering, right? I mean, I'm not going to pay you for something you can't actually take. That's the reality of the situation. Looking at it from like, you know, a business owner's standpoint, if you can take it, yes. I technically don't want your house, right? But if you leave it there after 30 days, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to pay you for leaving basically litter on my yard, my lot. I think that's pretty much the dilemma here. Fair market value for your home. I don't want to buy it. I want my lot back so I can have someone else in there to build again. Looking at it with my landlord hat here, at least. But if I did want to purchase it, then yeah, right? I'll do that. But you're not, but because you can't afford to move the house, that doesn't mean I need to buy the house. Okay. That's just weird. Now that's predatory. Okay. That's absolutely predatory. I didn't say I wanted it. Okay. I want my lot back. Okay.
But all right. Require notification when a park is sold and force landlords to pay fair market value for a home if a resident is evicted.
These are really modest protections.
If evicted.
So it's not everything that we need right now. It's not going to set the rents back to what they were or anything like that, but it would start to make things more fair. It would just be a modest.
Fair to who, exactly? Because that doesn't sound fair.
Start.
In the state's last legislative session, the legislation passed the House with overwhelming bipartisan support.
The bill is passed.
But then something changed.
In the early part of 2022, the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association did a 180, pulled their support, and it died in the Michigan State Senate. When we looked at the records, we did see that coincided with the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association Political Action Committee suddenly getting some very big donations.
Over the course of a year, two Haven Park executives gave $358,000 to the industry PAC.
And that's right when the Manufactured Housing Association just totally pulled their support.
That money is some of the people that I know, that's their grocery money. That's their prescription copay. That's the medicine that they're doing without and the food that they're doing without because these people were gouging them.
The most vulnerable residents in Michigan are being taken advantage of. And some people have to choose between rising rent, medications, and food.
In February, Holly, Theo, and other residents went to the state capitol to lobby for a new version of the bill package.
I'm testifying in support of Senate Bills 486 through 490. There's no free market when residents are trapped.
Its fate will be decided in the upcoming legislative session, this September and October.
We have overwhelming support from the Democrats in the House, and we have some Republicans who've committed to support as well.
How many legislators would you say you've met with?
I would say at least 100 of them. We've met with almost all of the Michigan Senate or their staff, and now we're starting to work on the house.
Okay.
Manufactured housing communities are just one type of property that large investors have targeted in recent years. But these parks are ground zero in a fight that affects all of us. The fight for meaningful control of our neighborhoods and for housing that people from all walks of life can afford.
Everybody deserves drinkable water, and everybody deserves to have affordable housing. We just want a livable place.
I mean, guys, that's it's fair, right? What from their perspective, it's absolutely fair, and I can see how they, you know, kind of want all of these things. No problems here, not instance here. But here's the thing. When it comes to, like, predatory landlords or, like, slumlords, bro, there's no respect at all for that. At all. Guys, at all. I can tell you this right now, 100%. I think I don't even make any, like, actual profit on any of the properties that I own that are being rented. Like, none. I make no profit. Right? And anytime the things are basically... Anytime that things need to be raised, for example, they're raised exclusively because taxes have been raised. Right? So if you're going to live in that house, obviously, make sure everything is covered monthly. Right? I'm not specifically in real estate to exclusively make gigantic profits, even though obviously the obvious return on this here is that I do own the property. The mortgage is 100% taken care of, along with any other taxes and insurance, right? All of that has to be taken care of monthly, period. That's just how that works there, right? And then obviously I maintain everything that is in said property if something happens, right? And that's just the reality, I'd say. I mean, I would never like back a slumlord or any type of like parasitic organization that is specifically targeting. This is why I have no interest in getting into the mobile home or manufactured home parks at all. Yeah, but I definitely think that is probably one of the most trashy things in the world to do, specifically if people generally don't want to see people homeless, right? And then if you go and start targeting and making more expensive some of the cheapest living arrangements you can possibly have in the country, you're making more people homeless, right? And I think that's where kind of capitalism has some slight issues here, guys, in that context basically alone. But either way, guys, listen, you guys all have an absolutely amazing day. Enjoy your day thoroughly. Guys, before we go, are you guys subscribed to the other channels? Logical Movie Reviews with Mr. L. Boyd, along with Mr. L. Boyd Music. Both are found in the description. Check it out.